Hi, Dan Sheridan here, telling the story of American government. This is Lesson 13. The best way to preserve a nation is from the bottom up, not the top down. Now, before we conclude our tour of the New England Township, I want to talk about something very important because of its impact on this whole series. And because this is something that's so important for Americans to know, Americans who want to maintain their freedoms and see America prosper for years to come. Now, in our very first lesson in this series, we talked about taxes and the role they play in keeping government functioning. In coming lessons, we're going to go beyond the township and talk about the wider governments, the county, state, and national governments. And this brings up a delicate problem of balance. How do we make sure local governments thrive, while at the same time, wider governments are sufficient and efficient? That's the problem. History has taught us that as nations grow, these wider governments tend to replace or destroy the local governments, the local ones like the parishes and the townships. And this process tends to destroy political freedom, which isn't good for anyone. Nobody likes that. Now, this tragedy can be avoided if local governments have a real role to play in the government of the larger state, the county, the state, and the nation. However, that's a lot easier said than done. History teaches us that this isn't an easy accomplishment, since most people throughout history have failed in this attempt. The English-speaking people, however, have had the most success in this endeavor. So the question is, how did they do it? How did they overcome centuries of failure? Well, they did it through the great principle of representation, and it works like this. The town sends delegates to the wider government to represent the town and its people, and they speak for the town and have a say in the lawmaking process as well as taxation. Very important. And the English have been practicing this for a long time. The English township is much older than King Alfred. Even way before Alfred, the English had county meetings, which were called shire motes, to which each town would send its reeve, or four discreet men, as representatives. Now, it wasn't perfect, but the townspeople's voice was heard to some extent. Well, after a while, this method was extended to a much wider scale, embracing the whole kingdom, when every township or parish was represented in the House of Commons. And the first House of Commons assembled in 1265. This was called Simon's Parliament. Edward's Parliament, called the Model Parliament, met in 1295. Now, these dates should be memorized by every American because they mark the establishment of that wonderful system of representative government which we still practice today. We are connected with the past. We can look at the national and state capitol buildings and trace them back to the reeve of four sent by the ancient townships to the county meetings. Boy, what humble beginnings compared to what we see today. The English township or parish was the unit of representation in the government of the county. It was also a district for the assessment and collection of national taxes. The assessment was made in each parish by a board of assessors chosen by popular vote. Now, here in America, in New England, the township was a self-governing body and a unit of representation in the colonial legislature. And taxes for the town, as well as the state, were assessed by assessors elected by the people of the town. This is a long way of saying the political liberties we enjoy today didn't originate in America. They were imported from the old world, molded to conform to the American way of life, and improved as experience dictated. Now, we have been dwelling on the township first because it's the foundation of the rest. But as we are going to see, the township is connected with the county, the state, and the nation. The township is part of a greater whole. We Americans enjoy something unique in world history. We can manage our local affairs as well as have a say in the county, state, and national affairs. This is political freedom, which is based on individual freedom. Now, nations that lack this, nations where the local towns have no say in the wider affairs, these nations don't enjoy civil government. They cower under the heavy hand of military government. Let's make sure we maintain these great principles in America if we want to see her last through the ages and we want to see our children and grandchildren free. All right, that was fun. That's all I have time for. In our next lessons, we're going to look at county government. This is Dan Sheridan. I really hope you learned something. Until next time, remember this. Be good to one another because we're in this together.